Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello?
Dummy?
You are.
Hey, you told me.
I said it first, so... It's probably you that's dumb.
Nah, well, you know, was he who smelt it.
Ha! I'm not a he. It's you.
No, my guy's name is He Who.
He Who?
It's He Who smelt it and the Shat Pants Jamboree.
Gross.
Yeah, well, you know, they play quite a number two pencil.
Oh. Let's see if this sounds better this time. We know the content is upper level.
It's a premium quality.
Oh, only the best.
It's top shelf in the sense of like top shelf in a surplus or a bulk store where they put the extra stuff on the top.
Yeah.
That you don't need because there's
and
enough.
You really don't want, but it's such a good deal.
Well, if you run out of all the other stuff, you got all right. Go get the forklift. Hit up the top shelf. That's where we are. Like, we need some extra Sipcast. It's all sold out.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's paying or buying anything. We got to get better.
In this case, it would be, we need some more generic podcast content. Go ahead and, oh, it's the Sipcast. Well, whatever, you know, whatever will work in a pinch. I guess that'll do.
I guess throw it in.
Top shelf. Yeah, we're more like what is it? The rest or like all the things. I don't know, they got different names for it. That big barrel that they have in the middle of old timey bars, where just all the half drunken drinks, they just dump it in there, and then you pay like a quid or something. Just like, here's a shiny coin, and then they just give you some of that, just
that's
the mixed up liquors. I saw it in
a
movie, so yeah.
Oh yeah, so then it's a thing.
It's real for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how things are galvanized into reality.
You just put it in a movie, like, and you can't lie on the internet, so just put it on there, too.
If you think about, in a weird way, that is kind of true, though, if you think about, in 500 years, movies about whales, like, Free Willy's not going to make a lick of sense, because people are going to be like, what kind of cat is that?
What?
Like, I've never seen such a... What is that? Like, they won't even know what fish are. We won't have those anymore. They'll all be boiled away.
No, they definitely won't.
I think that what's going to happen is that maybe is it going to work? Is it going to move up? No, it's going to work. They're going to go deeper. Oh, that's too bad. I wish that the planet was getting colder. I think if the planet got colder, it would mean the octopi... And giant deep ocean sea beasts would begin to rise in the ocean and like show
sea
up
beasts.
On the surface
sea
sometimes.
Beasts.
Yeah, sea beasts. I think that would be awesome. There could be a band called Sea Beast, and they could be just sort of like topical. It would be a pop band. They'd be like, "Oh, we sing about the times because there's sea beasts everywhere." It'd be like if
I
it'd be
it
like
is
if there was a band.
Colder. I think you're wrong because. We
I'm
going to
start a band called
day.
Climate Change. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can't. Like, I got snow, so, like, I changed my mind again.
Totally snowed.
Change.
Yeah, I got wrecked with a snowball the other day. How do you explain that?
Oh, my gosh.
Fucking, like...
Oh, remember on the last podcast how we talked about traffic stuff and we were talking about road rage? I totally forgot this
Not
story.
Not at all.
So there was a guy that was some kids, like a 12 and 13-year-old or whatever. They were throwing snowballs at cars, which is dumb. Like we said, we've been over
oh,
before.
Yeah, I heard
people
about
got enough
this.
Rage. And he turned around and shot them.
Yeah.
With a gun. It wasn't life-threatening, but I bet that was a little bit dicey.
Yeah, commensurate response. For sure. Hey, yeah. Those kids were asking for it. Throwing
you were
balled
asking
up.
Asking for bullets in your flesh, kids.
Throwing balled up handfuls of water. It's frozen water at me. I mean, that, you know... Now I got to wipe that off of my car.
No.
How inconsiderate is that?
You see what you've done?
See this? Now I got to shoot that snow off of my car later. Oh. Gotta get out my fully automatic weapon and just give my car a shoot wash.
Look what you've made me do.
Look at this. This is you, dead children, having made me do this. No, yeah, that's upsetting and insane, and you know, a product of the death worship in our society that I think is also insane. And it's very, it's like 80% of the conservative half of our politics is I want to be able to just like shoot whatever, whenever, when I feel like it, because guns, and who cares about like how insanely dangerous they are? Like, it's this weird, acknowledgement of guns and the fallout and PTSD, and like we don't like it's right. like the like we talked about last episode, it's like a road rage, like PTSD in general, just the whole we see it in our we hide it, that's the problem, we don't address it in our war, our veterans, like they come home,
don't address it at all and then pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, and then don't like think about its effects, similar to road rage, like PTSD in our, you can get PTSD like if you're held up, if you're running a gas station and you get held up, you're going to have PTSD. You're going to not trust people for a while or for the rest of your life in a certain way because you've been traumatized, like, and that happens in every regard, like. So I wish that people would be more honest and open about hey, if someone's going to intrude your house or offend your personal space, and you would like to protect these spaces, you can use a gun, but do so with the knowledge that it's not to be taken lightly. And you can't just be like, pump my chest. Yeah, guns. Oh, it's cool. No, you're going to maybe save your family, defend your homestead, but then you're also going to see, we talked about this, a guy's blood sprayed on your mantle or something, and then you got to have cops, and your kids saw it happen.
Oh, dang it.
It's not fun. And then, you got this, I don't know how that guy feels where you just murder people on a whim.
Yeah, like when you come down, it's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, like, what's that like? Yeah, I just, two families are ripped apart. Or were they brothers? I don't know if the kids were, if it was one family or two, but all right, yeah, that's death worship, gun worship. It causes stuff like this. It's not healthy. A human environmental problem is the issue. Yeah. It built into the natural environment. Like, we can't get our own shit together, let alone nature's shit that we shat on, that we shattered.
Well, it's like, so we should give people access to cars and guns sooner. I'm just trying to gather, I'm collecting what you're saying.
Basically, yeah, I think that if we could install guns in cars and cars onto guns, like, you could have guns in the car, and then also maybe make, like, you know, you have those shoes that have wheels in them. Like, if you had guns that had some wheels in them, so you could actually, like, roll around on them, too. So let's just mix both ways.
So take two of the worst things, put them together, and then we could just do that with everything. Like, we just need to start combining. That's what we're saying.
Well, I'll marry anything. I'll marry ketchup and mustard, mayonnaise and vinegar, shampoo and dog poo. I don't give a shit that I won't marry. I think that I could do my Ask Stan on TV invention, the gun holder. It's a thing that modifies your cup holder into a gun holder in your car.
Oh yeah, yeah. That would be just like easier access.
Or the cup holster. We'll call it the cup holster. That's better.
I need to get my car cup holstered.
Which I'm having it outfitted with bedazzled cup holsters.
Yeah, you can bedazzle anything, and I am game. Forget safety. Did you make it glittery? Yes.
If I can't bedazzle it, then kill it, because it is of Satan.
It is of Satan.
Work of the devil. More guns in more cars, I think.
I don't see what kind of friction y'all are headed at us. Okay.
Yeah, what about, like, you know what? I don't think, you know, in answer to the roundabout, like, roundabout, huh? All right. Well, I'm going to start installing turrets on my car. How about that? All my cars. Turrets. You're going to see vehicle-mounted anti-aircraft machine guns on a Ford probe. It's like,
hey, that was car. My car. Dude,
yeah, I know. Dude, the poor thing's bottoming out. The anti-aircraft gun weighs more than the probe. Yeah, I know, but it's cool.
I got a couple good sessions in.
And now the car is totaled, but now it's just a stationary. You know, it's fine. It still works.
I'm
just
parked out there by 65. These are some bad ideas, but I'm not totally convinced it's bad yet.
I don't think so. I think that the answer so far has been guns and more guns, and I don't think that there should be any questioning or end to that narrative. I think it's just more guns, exponentially more guns. I think that we should give guns. There should be little guns that guns can hold.
Have little holsters on your gun for other
guns. For little guns for your gun. And then in that sense, I think that there should be guns that hold us. Big guns.
No, I think you've just gone too far. Ridiculous.
How about the gun squeezes you? And that's what fires the gun. I don't know. It's like a
cuddle town.
Some sort of gun suit. That would be pretty cool. It's like there's a big just like cannon above your head and it's just like fire. You flex. Just gotta flex. I'm gonna make a gun suit. This is gonna work out.
You're hilarious. Just don't sneeze. I don't think so.
When I sneeze, you better look out. Get out of the way, I'm about to sneeze. Although sometimes you don't know, so it's best just to keep your distance. Safe.
Are you
firing
still driving
distance.
For your job?
Yes, dumbly enough. I'm driving, working a lot lately, trying to catch up on the old billiums. I wish that I could have a job where I sat around more, but the jobs in these parts
don't pay well.
No, they don't pay well. Yeah, I guess some of them, but
I
don't get that. It's legal in Illinois. It's not stupid. Like, what if I just partied with my friends in Illinois and came back? Oh, my bad. You know, like it was legal. Whatever. Douchebags.
Jason's like, how can I? Well, you said you were setting up a green wall so that you can be a YouTube star. What are you going to talk about?
Just like hairstyles and fashion.
Yeah, for sure. Hairstyles. Yeah.
Red carpet events and football. Yep, racing, motorsports, calligraphy, and karate.
Oh, those are the things you're best at, truly.
Yeah, no, that's I like to play to my strengths.
Hey, you used to do karate. I remember because it smelled bad every time we took you.
Yeah, I didn't like the amount of, and just the like the sense of old man balls. And like the changing rooms and
I don't
stuff.
Think it
I never
smelled like balls. It just smelled like sweat. Ooh, do balls smell like that? How many balls are you smelling? Oh no, I have too many questions.
How many locker rooms have you been in? You just go in a locker room. It's like, okay, that's what balls smell like. Got it. Check.
I just assumed it was feet and sweat, but now that you say balls, nope. I'm not ever going into a locker room ever again.
It was pretty much balls. I mean, I get the feeling that there's it's like carbon and. Carbon in the matter. There's like a baseline ball smell that we all are just attenuated to. You know, it's like, yeah, the whole world smells like balls a little bit, but you get used to it. That's probably sadly true. It's just, oh man, life is balls. And then when you go to like the epicenter, the Epball Center, Epcot balls.
Okay.
You go like, hey, why is Epcot's thing a big ball? I don't know. Have you ever tried smelling it? I'll give it a shot. Bro, it smells like balls.
Oh, no.
So locker rooms are the epicenter. And all I remember like from karate, because it was like scarring, was you're just, hey, go back in the weird like non-locker locker room. It's just like a walled off area where you just change into gis and stuff. Bunch of old guys. Like, I'm a little kid. I'm like, why do your bodies look that way? It's gross.
now you're older.
Why? Well, my body still doesn't look that way. These guys are like in their 50s and they're all like, It was in their 50s in the 80s and 90s, which was a different kind of 50s because everyone's still eating like shitload. There was no such thing as diabetes or AIDS.
The government
was still developing them. Yeah. They were still under release. They were still rolling those out. Yeah. We got a strategic advertising campaign for AIDS. Go ahead and get the pamphlet. All right, pass it around. Everybody gets a copy. Now, if you look up here, we've got some AIDS, some visual AIDS visual AIDS to explain AIDS.
Yep, and drink the lemonade.
They will have some lemonade, and we will aid you in understanding AIDS via visual AIDS. We don't have the lemonade. Send an aide out to get the lemonade.
It's AIDS.
It's not got AIDS funny, in it. Yeah.
Don't.
Do you guys want some lemonades?
No, hey, I have to share something funny I read.
Oh, good. Finally.
It's really quick. It was just a funny observation. I like when people just have like a quick little like, this is funny. And I'm like, that is funny.
Hey, that was funny.
Dating in your 30s is like going thrift shopping, but for human beings.
Yeah,
mostly. Jason, can you, confirm or deny these findings?
Well, not really. I mean, I can speculate. Not like I date.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't date.
You don't?
I guess the inferment is that if you're, but I don't know, these days, there needs to be some, because like, there's just everyone, we're just like a bunch of Plinko chips that someone just like threw like a handful of confetti into the board of life. Like we're all, everyone, no one knew what they were doing. Like, especially this generation, there was just too many options. Like everyone's all over the place. We all made some of the worst decisions in history, I think. I think I take pride in that. Like this last 10, 15 years, all the young adults growing up, it was bad. So I think there's a lot of people still adolescent in their 30s, especially now. So like, in general, I would agree. I mean, that's true. Like, you've had enough life experiences, you could be considered like secondhand in a certain sense. But like, who could blame you now? That's everybody. It's like, life is a thrift store at this point. Like, good luck. Good luck being able to afford or find anything new in this economy. Everything is used. It's just a big thrift market. Like even food and water. I was thinking about that last night when I was going to sleep. The water that you drink. How many other people and beings and
oh yeah,
mossy pet. Like how many other things has it been through? Because that's the same water that's been here for eons. Like
and,
sitting around.
Yeah, and now everything has like microplastics in it. Everything.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Dang.
Yeah.
It.
Well, I think the Earth is going to be able to filter that out. The issue is, like, it's just, again, human sustainability. Like, the Earth will collect and filter and get back to some baseline if we all go down. But that's just the question. It's like, but how much longer we got at this rate? We are, like, with this, where we are now was built up over the last 50 years, 100 years or so, and now it's accelerating. Like, everything that we did over the last 50 years is even more concentrated, even faster, even more destructive, even more wasteful, and it's at the worst. Like, it's out of control. Like, we have to change our cultures profoundly.
No, I know.
And voluntarily. Like, we all have to get on a progressive bent where we're like, yeah, no straws, no reusable containers, we gotta stop driving cars all over the place. We got to stop fracking. We got to start doing solar. It has to be conscious.
Yeah, it
and
feels like
swift.
Everybody's amping it up though. Like, with the more evidence that comes out, they're like double down, triple down.
I mean, it's exactly that though, and it's and interestingly, it's conscious in the other direction, because that is what, not to vilify conservatism conceptually, but our current conservative class is really doubling down on the whole, let's go back, let's go with coal, and let's deregulate, and let's go with big business.
Oh, yeah.
And
they just passed another thing that was like, you know what? Let's not go through regulations. Like, Trump literally was just like, sign it. Let's go.
Let's just fast track. And then at the same time, he goes, like, in his address, he's like, we've been addressing environment. No one like I love the environment. It's very important to me. I love it. We've been doing all this stuff to fix the environment. It's like, no, man. You're lying. Like, it's just the opposite. It's complete fabrications and lies. Like, and I don't know, 3 years of this, just the president not knowing what he's doing, fucking everything up, like beyond control, and then
beyond just sorry, lying.
Just lying, just going on TV, lying to other politicians, lying to world leaders, lying to Americans, lying to cameras, lying to his wife.
Yeah,
his
doing
children.
Stuff and then saying immediately after that he didn't do the stuff.
Yeah, and how is it legal or possible that this
is
not
know.
Checked already? It drives me crazy. And then you see stupid Mike Pencil Face sitting there like, oh, yeah, we have the best track ever. It's like, shut up, you gay lord. Go suck a dick, Mike. Get out of here. Yeah, I know you want to. Just be yourself. No one will judge you. I'm judging you now because you won't be yourself.
Well, I'll judge you less later when you're not doing that.
Yeah, come, like... When you come out of the room, you're like, oh, hey, guys, I've just been, you know, doing so, like, nothing. I was like, ah, cool, Mike, whatever. Just keep it real. Keep it 100%. Don't be.
Come on, Mike.
Don't be Tom Cruise. Don't be Tom Cruise.
Don't. Be, everyone says don't be.
Don't be Tom Cruise. Be Lance Bass.
At least he honored his truth.
Yeah, at least he finally honored his truth and became the Lance Bass that we all knew he could be.
Can we start spelling truth T-R-E-W-T-H, please?
Sounds like how birds
spell
truth.
Otherwise, it just looks like truss.
If we want to get into spelling and fixing spellings, we got a lot of work to do.
We do. We have a lot. I want to start with this one.
I will streamline and simplify all the spellings. No more French crap. We're getting rid of that. Your croissants. We're going to make that spelled how it should be. C-W... A-W-S-A-U-N-T.
Croissant. Oh, so many good ones.
Yeah, there's room for improvement. I'd like to spell things phonetically so that Hicks have to say them the right way.
Phonetically. Well, and again, like, now that we have our exchange student, and she's like, yeah, your language, I was like, we all are just like, we know, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're welcome for our culture. Look. Our lack thereof, our lack of tradition, but our love of cheeseburgers and fireworks.
Hey, I have gotten confirmation that our burgers are better because they are amazing.
Yeah, no, that, like we just, you know, don't like, you got to just make a burger, some cheese, some condiments. You got yourself a burger.
Oh, it's now I best. Want a burger.
Cheeseburgers and fries are like the best of cultural foods. And that's like, I think that's, well, do we steal... Did we steal burgers from Germany or just the name? Because hamburger is a German word.
Did
they make burgers? Yeah, Hamburg, Germany, and ham. Oh, like that's what I think. That's unless that's an anecdote. But Hamburg, Germany. That's what I recall. The anecdote, the legend is that food type became known because it was made in Hamburg, so it was called a hamburger.
Hamburglar.
And so, that guy. Yeah, he went to prison, and I think he was actually executed for crimes against humanity. Yeah, he apparently burgling hams was the least of our worries. He was in some dark circles. WMDs.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of which, what's going on at Franklin University?
I don't know what is going on there. You know something I don't?
Yeah, I do. That was my lead-in. Apparently, the president of Franklin University, right there in your F-town, he did some bad things in Wisconsin, and he was under arrest, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to step down as president. Well, the warrant finally got to him, and they're like, oh, yeah, I did bad stuff. I probably shouldn't be president.
Ugh. Wow. Well, it's nice that... He realized he was
going
to get caught.
Child pornography, exposing himself, indecent, all these bad things. You're just like,
wait.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about, like, trusting a liar when he says he's not a liar, you know? It's like, well, he was a bad person, so I guess he would be president of a thing he shouldn't be, because he's bad at decisions.
Well, he was an old white guy. And that was exactly who they needed.
Yeah, old white guys are always trustworthy, even though they run the church. Like Benedict, he was saying something about how he's against the guy, the last pope, who was the evil. He looked like the Sith Lord. He came out recently saying that that he's like still vocally against priests being able to marry and stuff. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah, let's keep rapists rapey. Good. Thanks, man. Shut up. Dumbass.
I know. I think that's the most ironic thing is the systems have been in place and running itself like its own little like sin machine for politics, you know, priests and things like basically all you have to do, like it's a blueprint for con men. Say the things, do the things, you're in, be vile. And I don't know how you live with yourself, but you keep going until you get caught. It's just like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's like a job interview. It's like the way I feel about job interviews for graphic design, the way pedophiles feel about their hobbies, their profession or something. It's like, oh yeah, if I can do the dance and appear normal enough, then I can just rock this gig and this will be great. This will be in my pocket.
Right. I just have to do what you say so that you feel comfy, but you don't want me to change anything. You don't want me to be me and then find out how different and we could go in a new direction because you're a fucking snowflake.
Well, it's like the church's view, because it's not really about, again, it's not about the solutions, it's about the problems in the way some churchgoers, they profit from, because it's the same view contraception, condoms and the morning after pill and birth control. The church, in many cases, many people in the church are against all that, because it's not really about the unwed birth, it's about the behavior of the people is more what they're trying to control, so they're not trying to fix the problem. It's like, oh, hey, we have a solution. If you could just let priests get married, they wouldn't be so rapey. It's like, oh, no, but no, like, we, no. It's like, why? It's like, no.
Because we don't.
Because it's like, because they're, you know, they're jamming. It's like, they're not really looking for change, which is unfortunate. The new Pope, it's not like anyone's going to listen to old Pope. I think people have already been like, shut up, you creepy old bag. Like, well, there's he's a also done a lot of resign.
At least this one's done more progressive things and things that are.
No,
like,
that's
hey.
What I'm saying. This,
yeah,
it's not, yeah, that's not this Pope talking. The new Pope like legit. I think that's why the old Pope came out against him or said something, because I think the new Pope was like, a priest should be able to get married. And the old Pope was like, no, but I'm a creep and I want to express that vocally. Ah, it's like, shut up. So. And that's what I heard is like, I think that's one of the reasons allegedly the old Pope stepped down was because he didn't want to get caught up in any of that, which is just even more creepy. It's like, you're supposed to be a shepherd to the light.
Right.
And you're like the creepiest dude possible. What the hell?
Well, again, all you gotta do is talk the talk, walk the walk. And it's literally, you can just walk into a position and get away with everything. And that's why a lot of the wool is being, like, the curtains are being pulled down. The Republicans are caught with their, you know, their pants down, their hands in other people's money, and just all, they don't want any of it to end. But, like, a lot of what's going on is just so horrible. Like, it's just, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
how do you sleep at night? Oh. There's no way.
Oh, you want to talk about, like, the deep, like, the ends of the spectrum, the whole Epstein thing. He was assassinated in front of the whole world. Like, everybody right. watched Epstein get snuffed out. Like, there's no right. doubt. There's because more and more keeps coming out. It's like, oh, it turns out, yeah, everything was perfectly. It was the perfect storm of coincidences for, like, we have no footage, no witnesses, right. no nothing. When this guy was on, like, highest suicide watch, he's, like, the most important person in the country at the time. And it's just like, yeah, he was snuffed out. We all know.
Yeah.
And he was the head because, like, think about how big. How much he knew. That's just it. Like, all the rich elites, like, and if you think about, like, the willingness to be that blatant about the malfeasance, like, what he right. must have been covering up and right. the proliferation, and then you see what we do see coming out and what you can kind of infer, it's deep. You want to talk about Pizzagate and, like, accusing Hillary and Obama of running an underground sex trafficking, what you accuse others of, the people who are saying that, which is the Trumps and the conservative people here, there's something, and it includes some, like, you can see it spills over into Clinton territory too. There's some creepy Illuminati shit being covered up here that is the darkest of the dark, and that's pretty upsetting. And it has to do, it's like the underbelly of all this. It's what's driving all of like when you see Lindsey Graham or somebody go on TV and just say things devoid of reality. It's like that's like the surface waves of this deep ocean of darkness and guilt. Like you just see, it's like it doesn't make sense. Why is he saying things that aren't true, that are obviously untrue? It's like because he lives in a world that answers to different powers.
Yeah, and there's no consequence. There's no accountability. So it's easy, which is why it can run absolutely rampant. The thing that drives me that like I literally, if I think too long about it, I get like in a very, very, very bad mood. I'm just upset because ultimately what some of these dark things that these people are doing, especially to either children or young girls or young boys, whatever, all of it. All they want is a temporary thrill, but the ruin that they put upon these people's spirits and their lives and the pieces, all for like a temporary thrill. Excuse my language, but are you fucking kidding me? That is the one thing that I can't.
Well, yeah. That's what climate change is. It's a bunch of greedy old dudes trying to just get as much money and power as they can for the 70 years that they're on this planet.
Yeah, for what? And like, they're for leaving what? It's unending.
Eons of destruction in their wake. Like, the destruction of human inhabitability on the planet so that they can cruise around on boats for a few years.
Right. Like, it's so temporary. Right.
It's and they're the ones who, like, unfortunately, because I have to refer to them in context of this sometimes, they're the ones who wave the religious flag. I mean, it's kind of, it's
well, because
it's
that's what you have to say. If you say that, then people are like, oh, he's the good one. He's fine. Because that's literally all you have to do is be like, oh, whew, that
and the
scary.
Issue is that it's the hijackability of religion. Like, you can even hear now the defense from Pompeo, from Trump, from other heads of state now, they're using the word believe like five times a sentence now. They keep saying believe and think and believe and think. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to know. Like things that come out of the administration are supposed to be factual and not with ums and uhs and believes and likes.
Right.
But everything coming out of this administration, they're starting to, like, this is what happens when
they're fine-tuning your trigger words.
When you vigorously mix church and state, this is the problem. It's not because church and religion is inherently bad, but this is why you can't make, this is one of the reasons you can't mix them, because now we've got a bunch of superstitious idiots running the government, and when they get caught up in a lie, they just say, well, I believe it, and that's that. It's like, that's not good enough. That's not the standard that we're supposed to hold government to. That's why government exists, is because it's a factual
embodiment. It's supposed to be based on facts, neutrality, you know, reaching across the aisle, everybody finding a compromise, and now it's just a fuckery of anything and people using religion, which is not what God intended. That is not what God, these are not God's people who are saying like, hate the gays and hate this. And it's like, no, God sat with the poor, the lepers, the prostitutes. Like,
yeah. Well, and they're using they're using partisanship as well. Like,
no
who's
one's
the one,
above anyone. Like this, are you kidding?
This is the one that should, this is something that should be taught in that adultery class as well, which is brainwashery or mind fuckery.
Right.
It's when people say things that are ways that aren't true. Like, I don't know. There's just too much of that. Like, that's most of what.
So teaching filters to filter and take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research.
No, filter hearsay specifically is what I'm saying. Like, people hear someone say, like, that's every single thing that most conservatives believe about the other side of the aisle currently is things that they say about about Democrats and liberals. Like, it's not like, so when it comes to climate change, we want to take away hamburgers and cars. That's not true. When it comes to guns, we want to take away our guns. When it comes to reproductive health, we want to murder babies and all these things. When it comes to war, we love Iran. There's this, like, the view of conservatives of liberals is their own projected insecurities. That's the problem.
They're fighting
liberals that don't exist. Liberals, for the most part, are actually fighting conservatives who are the ones who are projecting insecurities, and that's why there's like, it's this wall of insecurity It's, we all have our insecurities, but one of us has weaponized them. One side has no basis in reality, so they have to kind of create this shield of their own vision of the world around them and then fight against that.
Right.
Because I was in a van for 40 minutes each way with a MAGA type, and ooh, and their view, the things they would say was like all the talking points. They want to take away the guns. They want socialism.
Right.
And then when I would say back at this wall of projectivism, I would say, do you know what socialism is? Socialism is fire trucks and the cops and the roads and all the same. Da, da, da. And like, no, that's not socialism. Like, okay, then this is the problem. You're saying what you believe I believe is socialism, which is not what I believe, and that's not what socialism is.
Right.
And then when I tell you what socialism is, you're saying that's not what socialism is. It's like there's too much insecurity on one side of the aisle right now. Like, mm-hmm, Republicans are on too shaky ground. Mm-hmm. They can't. They've got nothing but yelling and mm-hmm and being scared. And it's not like that's always the case. But right now they back themselves into quite a corner. Mm-hmm. They've done it to themselves. And there's no way to argue because they think that we're exactly what they think we are.
Right. Like, and that's the thing is, we talked about, I think, a couple Civcasts ago. Well, a few. But it's like the biggest thing isn't how different we are, because we are not. But that the more you believe your side and what you've protected around you and your shell, then the easier it is to separate yourself. There's nothing different. We are literally all people just trying to do the heckin' best while we're here. And guess what? Sometimes I'm wrong. And guess what? Sometimes you're wrong. Well, so in the middle is a solution.
There's a little bit more subtlety to that, I would say, because there's a my thought that not all men are created equal. And there are people who do not have the mental capacity contextualize the complex nature of our modern society. They've proven that over and over again. Well, no, I won't, because basically what you have to do with these people is you just say, sorry, I'm taking away your toys. Sorry, I'm taking away this thing that you shouldn't have. Like, it's like giving giving an infant a butcher knife or something. It's like, that's not appropriate. That's not not equipped for that.
You know what? Not yet, and maybe never, but definitely just not yet.
But there are for sure people like I'm happy to hear from, like, there's like what is it, the Dennis Prager is a controversial figure, but I'm happy to hear from him because he's a very thoughtful person who lands on the conservative side of the aisle. There are plenty of thoughtful conservatives,
right,
and there are plenty of thoughtful Democrats.
Right.
It's just the dumb people, and both sides have both. I would argue, I would be curious to see what the breakdown is and why and where, because I do believe, like, so for example, conservatives have the basically they're all living their own truths now, if you'll notice, because
real truths.
No, but that's because Democrats started it. Basically, liberals started the live your own truth. If you think about it, they set off this chain of events, because before this whole Republican, like before they separated completely from reality, they were still pretty attached, but it was like 10, 15 years ago that this whole like live your own truth and be overweight and decide what gender you are and be other kin and whatever, like they've got their own detachment, and it's been kind of, I think both sides have their own like wanting for fantasy and like a capacity for it. But we need to be honest about who's who. There are people who, like, there's guys who are built like well muscled and like they can play. And we often characterize, if you're a meathead, you're usually not very smart. Of course, there's Dolph Lundgrens of the world, but God usually doesn't give with both hands. And so we need to be honest about, like, hey, you're not quite smart enough to understand the intricacies, but that's just it. We're not really interested in the solution again.
Enough. Maybe
we're
not smart enough, but you're open-minded. That's at least helpful.
We're interested in the politics of it more than the solutions of it. We're interested in the problems. Again, this is pervasive in humanity. I think it's just a leave-over from always having problems. We always need problems. Otherwise, mm-hmm, we get anxious and fidgety.
Well, and I think it's funny, too. Spinners. Like, you can see someone who, you know, just from observation alone, a couple comments, and you're like, oh, they're not operating with all, their light bulbs are not screwed in. Uh-oh, this lamp, not worky. but they have access to a phone and internet. And then so...
And voting.
Right. And then so why would anybody ever read the comments section of anything ever? Anybody can say anything. It was like this. There's one person that we know back on Bainbridge, and he has, you know, he's very open. He knows he's had, you know, brain problems and issues. And so on some things, he actually can say some very intelligent things. And on some other issues, you can tell he doesn't quite have the perspective, right? He just doesn't, he'll say anything. And so people will go toe to toe with him. And it's like, you're literally arguing with someone who is very open about having brain problems. Like, but people well, are Roseanne, like,
that's
they don't
Roseanne
know that.
Barr. For someone to contextualize on a national stage, Roseanne Barr went through that very publicly. She lost her new show over it, but mm-hmm. no one really feels for her. They're all like, ah, yeah, fuck that bitch. It's like, no, she's had mental problems her whole life and she's struggled with them. That's why she's like a hilarious comedian, but you take the good with the bad. That's why when you see athletes after a game, they're like, we played good. We beat the shit out of those Spics and now we're winners. Hello, mom. And then it's like, yeah, okay. He might have said some inappropriate things, but he hits people hard for a living. What do you expect?
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about football. Aunt and I went to the Chiefs game. We were in the company suite, and we got to see, like, a historic comeback win for the Chiefs. Man, was that exhilarating to be there. And football is so awesome.
Yeah. Football.
Yeah.
I'm pumping my fist vigorously.
It was great. It was great.
Well, I bet it was.
Yeah, wow, really it was nice. And I had, you know, free wine and snacks and got a warm seat. Ha, ha. That was nice, too.
Yeah, you know, sitting alone can be fun if you have enough alcohol, so.
What are you saying exactly, Jafon?
What I just said?
No, I'm saying what I just said. What the hell?
I think it was pretty literal. I don't think there was any ambiguity. I think it was sit alone and drink.
I think I was being direct and saying that anybody can have fun if there's drinks.
Yep. Kindergarten just got a lot more fun.
Oh, wait, what? No.
Kegdergarten. Yeah, no. Party.
No.
Tap that keg.
No.
Yep. What if somebody, that would be a funny way to troll. Oh, God, that would be the best way to troll, like, urban moms or, like, because the moms, the Christian moms who are against, that. Speaking of the Impossible Burger, them saying damn in there. If you could advertise for a beer for babies, bay beer. Oh, it could be like, because it's like, hey, because, you know, they've made, like, beer for dogs now because of all the hipsters. Like, there's literally... I don't know if it's exactly like, I think it's different from human beer. It's kind of like catnip, but it's
what?
A liquid.
That's
like
funny.
Like, I'm pretty sure in Seattle you can buy beer for dogs. That would be funny if you take that. It's like a cat beer and now bay beer. And it's like, it's beer for babies. Don't worry. It won't affect their ongoing development, we don't think, too much. Probably not. Beer for babies.
Beer for babies. Well, that was like a commercial the other day for Heineken. No alcohol. And the commercial is the guy's drinking it while driving and the cop pulls him over and he's like, He like tips the bottle. Oh, no alcohol. And the cop's like, And I'm like, wait, what? Why?
I don't know.
What? Why?
Technically, there's like 0.01% alcohol in there, though.
I don't know. Like,
there is like the there's a trace amount of alcohol and non-alcoholic beer is how that I hear it. Because you can't like, you're still brewing it or something, which I don't know. Like. Who wants to drink a beer and not get drunk? I don't understand. Have a soda or some water. Like, have some iced tea. Beer is like, it's not, it's only refreshing because you know you're going to get drunk. Like, I don't know. That's the way, I think that's the way most Americans feel. If I speak on behalf of most Americans and the world.
I think I do. I've given myself that time. And,
you know, if I may say, especially black people, just because I think on this issue, especially, I think black people. I speak
especially for Jason, yeah.
Especial, and for the Mexicans, especial. Not the Puerto Ricans, just the Mexicans.
No. Mm-mm. Speaking of the Puerto Ricans, okay.
Of the Puerto Ricans,
the Australian bushfires, but are absolutely out of control, insane. And I'm so glad that people have a heart. I'm so glad that people are donating, and absolutely, because we are helping the helpless, like these poor animals. I mean, they were saying like half a billion in animals and wildlife killed, and now it's closer to a billion because it's so out of control. Devastating.
But yeah, let's deregulate the environmental controls in the U.S. Woo!
Woo! Wildfires for everybody. You get one, you get one, and you get a bush fire. But here's the thing.
Trump is the Oprah of human-made disasters. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. But here's the other side of this coin. Puerto Rico suffered a horrible hurricane, and the response was trickling help. If there's more that's being done, we're just not knowing about it, because that's fine. But then, now they get hit with these, like, double, triple, like, earthquakes that are devastating. Where is the help? Where is the aid? And if there is, where's the news coverage? That is an actual U.S. entity. Why is nobody freaking out about it and sending so much help? Everyone assumes that they're being taken care of, which it seems like they are not. Either way, it's actually U.S. Like, oh my gosh, these poor people. Well, I can't.
I don't think it's a problem of dispassion. I think it's just a problem of there's trouble on the mainland. We're being spread so thin here. Like, people like to say, people have used this distraction excuse for, like, I don't know, in a self, like, as if it's difficult to look at stuff. Like, right. That's the stupid part. Like, these people on the internet that are like, oh, Trump's doing this to distract from that. And this, it's like, no, we've got eyes. There's plenty of keyboard warriors. We're all sitting here covering shit. We're all talking about it. But it's that, what you're talking about, that's the issue, is actually doing stuff. We're paralyzed because in a physical sense, our muscles and our body as an America has been seized. We can't move properly. We're like, we're twitching and not like, we're just like, if we're trying to wipe the snot from our nose, our hand is all like convulsing and palsied, and you can't like so we can't move properly. It's getting worse. It's degrading, and our symptoms are getting worse. So yeah, there's lots of problems, but we, for the last 3 years, we've had a cancer growing in our brain and our body and every cell, like everywhere you could divide, this stupid idiot is dividing us and making us weaker, and we can't, mm-hmm. we're so weak we can't attend to ourselves. It's like we're a convalescing plague patient, and there's no doctor, there's no staff, there's no one to help us, and we're too weak to help ourselves. That's what it's starting to feel like.
It's just so interesting that, like, if a disaster like this happens overseas somewhere else, and it's congruent with something that's happened in the U.S., Obama would be there. I don't know.
You don't have to summon Obama's name. Look at what Trump did with the wildfires in Russia. He ignored the when there were wildfires in California. He's like, oh, look at that, idiots. You should, like, rake your forests.
That's stupid. What I mean.
And then, no. But then when there were wildfires in Russia, he's like, oh, what can I do to help Putin? Can I help you with your fires? Can we help you? I would like to help you. Like, that should be illegal. He should be impeached and removed for shit like that. Like, I can't believe that's like one of 100 things he's done that's totally counter to American interests and totally pro, specifically Russia, but pro our enemies. Like, he is all about helping out douchebags across the world. Like, he's like, oh man, you hurt your fist punching that nerd? Let me tend to your wounds. Like, he's all about the bullies of the world. He is a bully. He talks to bullies.
I know. And then when he bullies, like, what's her name? Greta Thunberg or whatever. And then his wife, who's supposed to be anti-bullying. That was a fun one, too. I know we covered it really never gets old.
It doesn't. It's so devoid in sincerity. It's as insincere as, like, they're just like, basically they're the patron saints of insincerity. And they're just walking around the world blessing things and everything they touch. Like, every politician...
I know, it, like, disintegrates. It's like, hey, everything withers and dies. Yeah. But then the reports are that everything's thriving.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of people, maybe it's because we live in a capitalist society, talk shit about, like, Ayn Rand and her theories. But we really are, like, I've read a couple of her books, and it just feels like that's the kind of world we're living in, where, like, it really, the truth is whatever the politicians say, and it doesn't matter how bad things get, you just listen to them and keep on self-destructing blindly. Like, it's incredible. The information age, we should have, we still might overcome, but it's, you know, there's a lot of damage. We're going to be repairing this ship, this Earth ship, for a while to come after this, because this has been Oh, this is overdue. Fixing
this. Overdue.
Getting this figured out. Oh.
So, did that feel like there's hope? Or is it hopeless, Jason?
I think at this point there's still theoretically hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same. Correct.
I mean, it's mathematical at a certain point. Like, it's hard to tell which scientists to listen to because some of them are alarmists, but we've been told that we still have time. We still have 10 years. There's some people who are saying that's optimistic. Some people saying that's pessimistic. Some people saying that's unrealistic. and all we know is that we're being told these things. So I don't know who to believe.
You know what gives me hope?
You never know.
You know what gives me hope? The guy on his lawn tractor who bungee corded his TV box on the front and used as a snowplow. That guy gives me hope.
Yeah.
He's pushing snow. That's how you do it.
That is one way to do it.
Anthony's like, I'll do you one better. I'm going to put my actual TV on the front of my lawn tractor. I was like, okay, that's reverse. Please stop.
Nope. It makes good sense. That's going to be a much more efficient snow tractor.
What heck?
Machine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Seems like we run out of steam there. Good place to stop. Ooh, where you stopped. It's like
I did have a steam collection, and it is. Yeah, I'm getting a notification on my Apple Watch. It's out.
Yeah, it ran out on me. I apparently didn't appreciate my attitude.
I turned off notifications.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There it goes. Now it's gone. Hitting the old dusty trail, the old steamy trail.
Old steamy trail, back to collect more steam for another day.
Yep.
Actually, I need to go eat. Like, I'm so hungry.
Oh.
Well, I'm still intermittent fasting because I'm on that keto. So I could eat today.
I'm also slightly hungry, but I've got things to do is the reason that I got to go. Gonna go do stuff.
Yeah, I know I have other crap to do too, including eating.
Oh, so now we're listing.
But also then other stuff, yeah.
Eating is things to do. Oh, well then in that case, I gotta write things down. Cool. Well, it's been fun. It's been real.
Oh, certainly hasn't.
But, excuse me. All right, well, we'll catch you next time on the old Sibcast here in a couple of months.
All right, let's go, count it back. Here
three,
we go.
Two, one. Yeah.